Now, you work with Hillary Clinton on that national health care program that never came to fruition. A lot of folks, including some in the Obama administration, are working on a new national health care program. Will we see something put in place this time, and what do you suppose it will be like?
I am very optimistic that with President Obama's leadership, we will in fact see a successful effort this time to really recreate our healthcare system, to reform those parts that need fixing, and to reinforce those parts that we're very good at. At the end of the day, I think we'll see a very much of an American style reform in place that won't be perfect from anyone's point of view, but will bring with it many, many improvements that will benefit American families and really help the economy in terms of slowing down the runaway costs associated with health care.
You mentioned a program called Doctors for America, which has been active lately in calling for national health care. Can you tell me what efforts they've undertaken?
There are a number of physician organizations who are really focused on trying to make sure that the American people understand what is involved with trying to fix the nation's healthcare system. And this is something we did not see back in the early 90s when the Clintons were attempting to reform healthcare, more than 15 years ago. What we saw then was general resistance by medical groups in terms of trying to fix the system. And what we're seeing now is that tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of physicians around the country are joining the call to reform the healthcare system, because doctors know as well as anyone else, maybe even more acutely, that what we have now is simply not working. The role of these organizations, Doctors for America and some of the other organizations like the National Physicians Alliance, are out in public now speaking with the media and speaking directly to the public to try to allay some of the anxiety that people have about health reform. People are perhaps worried that they're going to lose their ability to choose a physician if we had health reform, or that we'd have a government-run system. These are part of the myths that are associated with people that are resisting or are opposing healthcare reform. And these myths have to be dispelled. People have to understand that we're looking to develop systems that will keep everyone's ability to choose their physician and their hospital, and at the same time do something about the runaway costs.
And speaking of runaway costs, any idea what program of national health care will end up costing and how we'll pay for it?
Right now, the health care system in the United States costs about $2.3 trillion a year. It's around 14.5% of the gross domestic product. If we don't do something to curtail these costs, we're going to see health care, if it goes along its current trajectories, reach a level of maybe 20% of the nation's gross domestic product, which would be utterly unsustainable in terms of the economic forces that would ensue. The investment in the system right now to fix it so that the costs slow down and that we're able to wring savings out of the all elements of the system will still entail putting some money into the actual measures that will be part of the reform bill, so that we have to invest in state-of-the-art electronic health record systems. We have to invest in developing programs to prevent disease, not just treat it, and so forth. Those costs could be anywhere from $500 billion to $1 trillion over a 10-year period, and the president and his economic team and congressional leaders are coming up with ways to identify those costs, which we're going to have to then debate in Congress and in the public and see what will work.
Are you optimistic that this time we'll end up with something?
I am actually optimistic that we will end up with some very significant changes in the system that will significantly expand access to health care for people and will reduce costs. I believe we will get a package that the president will sign within this calendar year. So I would say I'm in the very optimistic category when it comes to prognosticating about where we're going.